This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 2-9-2008, 5 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO. Myrna's a nationally known astrologer and card reader. If you'd like a closer look at your future, call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hello there, welcome in. I'm Myrna Lamb. Looking forward to spending these next 2 hours with you right here on WPRO. I am an astrologer. That means that I have studied where the planets were at the time of your birth. That's what I've worked with. I've learned what it all means. If you're born under the sign of Aries, how does that make you a different person from somebody born under the sign of Virgo? And what happens if your moon is in the sign of Cancer and you've got Jupiter in the sign of Scorpio? What do all those things say about you? Well, that's what astrologers look at. We look at personality, and to some extent, personality is destiny. You're born introverted or extroverted, and that will affect the way you live your life. Well, with that background in astrology, I have learned how to predict the future based on a deck of ordinary playing cards. It's a system that goes all the way back to Ptolemy in ancient Egypt. He concluded that there was a correlation between numbers and planets. And so you take a deck of playing cards, and the number 8 is going to refer to a certain planet, the number 9 is going to refer to a certain planet, and so forth. That's the kind of thing that I do here on the air. That means that when you call in, first of all, you'll be speaking with Ken. He'll ask your birthday, and I need you to tell him the truth on that. He'll ask your first name. You can make that up. When you come through to me, I need you to be very specific and ask one question, only because there's not quite enough time on the air for me to take a look at everything. When people come to my office, I talk about health and work and home environment and major relationships. I talk about going back to school and even taking trips and relocating. But on the air, because time is limited, I need you to be specific in the nature of the question that you ask, although it can be about just about anything. If all of this is not totally clear to you, you just need to stay tuned for a little while because I'm going to be going to the phones immediately. We have one line available for you, and the number is 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's go to the phones and start with Clara in East Providence. Clara, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. Hope you're well.
Thank you.
My daughter is in a Taurus, and I'm an Aries.
Yes.
We lent some money out almost 3 years ago. We'd like to know when can you tell us we're going to have expected.
Okay. So you're born under the sign of Aries. You have a daughter who's a Taurus.
Yes.
And the two of you together loaned some money to somebody else.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the birthday of the other person?
Well, he's a young man. He's the end of January.
Okay. So he's born under the sign of Aquarius.
Yeah.
And I have the card that represents him.
Okay.
And the card that represents you. Now let me find your daughter. Yep, I got her. Okay.
All right.
The card that represents this man, the cards around him suggest that he and your daughter were in a more powerful connection.
Yeah, like son and mother.
Yes, and that relationship has been harmed.
Yes, it has.
And, of course, with him being your grandson.
No.
No, I thought you said like son and mother.
He's like a son to her. Yeah,
oh, I see,
daughter,
but
yeah.
Not really. Okay.
Not really, no.
Okay, well, right now what he's doing is he's looking in the opposite direction from both of you.
Yeah.
Which is his way of saying fat chance.
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of document that supports the reality?
No, but he's supposed to come into an inheritance.
And in fact, I do believe he's going to.
Yeah, well, that money, his aunt is going to see that we have that money.
Well, I think that it would be wise for you to see whether you can get him to sign a document that promises to pay you once he gets that money.
But, I mean, his aunt is a very honest person, and she said, we're going to get that money. He's
all
not
right.
going to see that money.
Until she gets it first. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is that your daughter does fall with clubs and a diamond. You fall with clubs and a heart. And the inheritance is quite clear. So the picture seems to be very promising for you to get the money back. I'm surprised. And if it weren't for the aunt, I think you'd be in big trouble. There is no doubt he's going to get the money. But if it weren't for that woman being able to intercede, I think you'd be in big trouble. As far as how long is it likely to take, it's apt to take a few more months. It could happen as soon as April, but I think August is more likely. Clara, good luck with that, and thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's go to Sandy in Warwick. Sandy, welcome to the program.
Hello, Myrna. How are you?
I am well. Thank you, Sandy. And I see that you are born under the sign of Leo.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
My question is, do you have any advice on my working career life?
Well, let's take a look. Are you working currently?
Yes, I am, definitely.
Okay, I have the Queen of Hearts, which is the card that I use to represent you. And as far as the work that you're doing right now, there are some things about it that you like very much. Mm-hmm. There's enough about it that you find interesting. The job itself is not boring. Mm-hmm. But I'm concerned about whether there's much potential for you at all to improve your status where you're employed currently. And since that seems to not be working in your favor, I look at the ninth house because that represents the idea of going back to school and getting any additional credentials or even taking a workshop to help you out. It looks as though you need to give your career a little boost, Sandy.
Okay.
You do have potential to move into a new job. This is not a picture that to me looks like being self-employed, by the way.
Yeah.
It very much looks like working for someone. And part of the thing is you seem to have an ability to work with people. And you're very good at teaching. Whatever it is, you can share the information that you have. You can also work with people who are younger than you because you seem to have an ability to bridge what might be called a frame of reference. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
Okay, great. So these are the things you like about it, but within the structure of the organization that hires you right now, you're not getting where you want to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you know what you got to do.
All right.
Sandy, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Two lines have opened up for you. Now is the time to call. Linda in Providence, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Linda.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine, thank you. I see that you're in Aries, and what's your question for me?
My finances are very tight now, and I want to know if you see it improving.
Okay. So are you working currently?
Yeah.
All right. And there's somebody else involved with you who's helping to contribute to the finances of the family?
Yes.
Okay. I have the Queen of Hearts, which is the card that represents you. And you fall with the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck. Now, that tells me that there should be better days coming in terms of what's causing that financial crunch or in terms of being able to bring more money into the family. What's the birthday? Right. Is it your husband who's with you in this?
Yes.
Okay, what's his birthday, Linda? Just the month and the day.
July 10th.
All right, so he's born under the sign of Cancer, and I have the card that represents him. And he falls right in the first house of this reading, which is where your reading begins, too. So what that tells me is he's got some good luck coming his way with regard to work.
Uh-huh.
And I also have a picture that suggests that the two of you are pretty good at working on solving problems as a couple.
Right.
And that's so important. And it's not the easiest thing in the world for an Aries and a Cancer, but you two seem to make it work, and I give you both credit for that. So when I look at the picture, there isn't a single place in these cards that to me suggests any kind of dire emergency. I think you've been depressed, and that's not helping you. I would like to really tell you to do your best to kind of reinvigorate yourself and be optimistic, because I am confident that you have reason to be.
Okay.
Linda, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have one line still available now for you. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m. taking your calls and making predictions for you. And all you have to do is pick up your phone and give us a call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Right now the lines are all full, so when I say goodbye to someone, please join us. Back to the phones. Let's talk with Don on a cell phone. Don, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Don. I see that you're born under the sign of Sagittarius.
Unfortunately.
Oh, no, it's a wonderful sign to be born on. Why would you say unfortunately?
It just seems like an awful lot of roadblocks and stuff that come along. Seems like, I don't know if it's just me or it's just the sign itself.
It isn't the sign itself. Sagittarius generally is a fairly fortunate sign, a fire sign, fairly outgoing and generally well-liked. But it's also a sign that struggles to find a balance between freedom and responsibility. And maybe that's part of it for you, Don. Maybe that's part of the problem.
That's possible.
But let's take a look what's going on right now. What's your question for me tonight?
Well, I'm looking to get a little foresight on my love life.
Okay. Nobody around who really matters right now?
Oh, there's numerous people.
Numerous doesn't suggest.
Yeah, well, you know, two women and a daughter.
Oh, okay. I see. All right. Do you want to know specifically about any one of these?
Actually, I was more hoping to get the turnout on the whole thing.
Okay. All right. So I have you, the King of Hearts, and there are two women in your life. Do you know their birthdays?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. I look at the cards, and there are two women who fall side by side. One is described as being more dark-haired, and the other one has lighter hair. Maybe that helps you to define these two. Is that a difference between those two women? Does one have dark hair and one have light hair?
Yep.
Okay, fine. As I separate these women, and it's not easy to, I can't help thinking that it's hard for you to really decide which of these women you find more appealing, which, of course, to my mind means neither one, not adequately. But I've had people tell me that sometimes you really can love two women equally. If I had to give a slight edge as to which woman makes more sense for you at this time, it would be the lighter-haired woman. She falls with cards that indicate it is easier for you to relate to her. One of the reasons is that the woman with dark hair, as I see it, is not satisfied with where you are in your life in terms of your career and the development of your position in the world. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that is a problem for her. She's had her share of hard times, and she is looking for somebody who she thinks is reliable and stable. And she's not convinced that you are. The woman who has lighter hair is more optimistic about where things are going. Now, I can't tell you that I think either one of these women is going to be the person who you stay with forever. But you have the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, falling in the fifth house of love and romance. So I got to tell you, Don, I'm not worried about you in terms of love and romance. And I think that it's very much more important for you to make sure that you've got your career on track. That's going to really make you feel more secure in your life. Don, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Carol in West Warwick. Carol, welcome to the program.
Hi, Marina. How are you tonight?
I am always having a good time when I'm here
on
Saturdays.
I'm so glad.
Honestly, Carol. So, you are born under the sign of Gemini, and what's your question for me tonight?
I was wondering about health. Now, I'm not sure whether this is two questions for myself and my husband.
All right, so you have a question about both of you in terms of health.
Yeah.
That's pretty much one question. Carol, what's his birthday?
9/16/37.
All right, so he's born under the sign of Virgo, and you're born under the sign of Gemini.
Right.
Are you concerned about anything at all at this time, as far as your own health is concerned, first of all?
Yes, I've been going through some difficult times.
Okay. I have the card that represents you, the Queen of Diamonds. And in the sixth house, which does represent physical health, there are spades. So I don't have any doubt that, in fact, you are having some struggles. What I then look for is to see whether the cards are optimistic. Now, I go up to the ninth house, and that represents legal and professional advice, and that includes a doctor. And the cards there really do look pretty good. So I'm feeling good about the treatment that you're getting.
Uh-huh.
I also look in the fourth house, which has to do with medication, and the cards there also look good. It seems to me that there are still one or two decisions that haven't been made in terms of what further treatment might make sense for you. And I get the impression from these cards that you're in a wait-and-see situation and that that's likely to continue to the middle of this year.
Uh-huh.
So I don't see anything getting worse.
Okay.
I'm not convinced things are getting really better, but there is a wait-and-see position that's in effect for now, okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as your husband is concerned, tell me again, what date is his birthday?
It's 9/16.
9/16. Now, I just wanted to know the number. I have the King of Clubs, which represents him being a Virgo. He has the Nine of Hearts falling with him, best card in the deck. Clearly that protects him in terms of any health concerns around him. And what his cards tell me is he's concerned about you.
So. Oh, Marina, you know, I'm concerned about him and he's concerned about me.
That's very sweet, but I think he's doing just fine. Carol, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. One line available for you right now. Nancy in Westport, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Nance, how are you?
Oh, good, thanks.
And I see that you're a Leo.
I'm sorry?
You are born under the sign of Leo.
Yes, sir.
And yeah. What would you like to ask me tonight?
Well, I'm a little bit older, as you can see, and it's been a long time since I've had someone who's a male person that's single to love.
A single male person to love.
Yes, fair enough. I wonder what you see.
Okay. You know, a woman who I know, living down in Florida where women outnumber men considerably, took up walking around her apartment complex, got to walking with a gentleman, and a couple of years go by, and they got married, and they're well into their 70s and doing very well. So they've got a few years on you, Nance. And so it's certainly very possible. But this friend of mine didn't sit in her apartment hoping. She was out there, walking, meeting people, talking to people, getting to know people. Are you doing that?
Oh, I've been doing it for years.
Good. Because it's the only possibility. Now, the card that represents you falls in your own eighth house, and the eighth house has to do with ambitions, goals, objectives. And unfortunately, at this time, you're falling with spades. And the spades are not very encouraging with regard to the idea of you actually getting into a relationship that can develop beyond the most casual friendship. And that's why I asked you whether you were doing anything to make it possible to meet people. So, Nancy,
yeah.
I've got a picture here that's saying even though you tell me that you have done a lot of things, they're not producing new relationships with men.
That's great. That's true.
And so that's the thing you've got to do. You've got to find a way to meet men you don't already know. And that's the only hope. Now, once you do that, I can't imagine you not being successful. You're a Leo. Leo has this wonderful ability to sort of shine. You have a sunny, upbeat disposition. And I think that that's true even now. I don't think you're beaten down, and I don't see you as depressed. But I don't see you getting what you want. So, frankly, you've just got to find a different way. And if you do, then there is, in fact, a King of Diamonds right on the surface of the cards. And I always look for a king to fall on the surface because that represents the reality of a man, not just the thought or desire. And the man who I saw is the King of Diamonds. And the King of Diamonds would represent a man born under the air signs of Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius. And air signs fit beautifully with fire signs like Leo. So, Nancy, figure out a new way to do something, and then you're going to meet somebody, and you can let me know. Nancy, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Donna, on a cell phone, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you, Myrna?
I'm well, thanks. Donna, I see you're a Scorpio.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
My question is, I recently purchased a new home without selling my previous home.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And with the market the way it is, it's been on the market about 3 months.
Yes.
Do you see me selling that home, or should I possibly rent out the home till things get better?
Let's take a look and see what's going on. Of course, most people like the idea of selling and not having to be bothered with it. There are people who enjoy being landlords. And if you owned the first house for quite some while, then it's probably not costing you a whole lot to own it, and therefore you're in a position where you could get enough rent to make it worthwhile to continue to own it until you could sell it for a better dollar amount than you are likely to get right now. So there's the problem, and I've got the cards laid out in front of me, and you fall in the ninth house, and you follow the nine of spades, and that tells me I don't think you particularly want to be a landlord. I think you want to sell this thing and be done with it.
Right.
And I look at your eighth house, which is about mortgages, and there's two jacks in there. And I look in the box that would represent income from the property, and there's two sixes in there. Now, the reason I'm telling you that is that when there's two of something together, especially side by side, it represents two involvements. So you get two jacks, and you've got two sixes, and you've got two fours, and you got another place with two more sixes. And all those duplications all over the place suggest to me that you're stuck with property number one along with property number two for a while more.
Oh, boy.
So here's your options. You could decide to give this a specific amount more time, say another 4 to 7 weeks, to see whether it will sell. And at the end of say, 4 to 7 weeks, if you have not succeeded in selling it, then you might decide to list it. And I'd like to offer you a suggestion. Now, we happen to be in a good period through the month of February if you wanted to try to list it again or to promote more advertisement. But if you don't get anywhere with it, then what I would do if I were you is take it off the market for a deep breath
and push on it again come June. I think there's a very real chance for you to sell this property, if not before then, certainly by late August. Donna, thank you very much for the call. We're coming up to close to the news now on WPRO, so I do not want to take any other calls. Joyce, Donna, and Vicki, you're on hold, and one line is available for you at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. You know I want you to stay right here. And by the way, if you're interested in a private consultation, my office is in Lincoln, Rhode Island, and the number there is 401-333-7970, 333-7970. Coming up right now on WPRO, the news at 5:30 with Laura Clarizio. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m. By the way, before I go back to the phones, just let me share a little bit with you. You know that I have a book on the market. It is called The Astrology of Great Sex. It's about men and women and what they like, don't like, what, how they do things and so forth. It is a very entertaining book, that I promise you. And it's the result of several years of research and accumulation of a great many individual sex surveys filled out by people all over the world. So hope you'll check it out. It's available at local bookstores, Barnes & Nobles, Borders, etc., and, of course, on the Internet at Amazon.com. It's been doing very well, I'm happy to say. And the second volume of the series of Astrology of Great Sex books coming out this May or June, called The Astrology of Great Gay Sex, kind of exciting for me that these books are coming out. And I have more information for you about those books, which I'll share with you as time goes on. One more thing before I go back to the phones. I started something new in my office just a couple of weeks back, and that is Wednesday nights from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. I am available to answer questions for you just the way I'm doing it here on the air. You call my office. I talk to you for 5 minutes or so. I charge your credit card a nominal amount of money. I can give you more information about that should you want it. Call my office, 401-333-7970. Back to the phones. Let's start with Joyce on a cell phone. Joyce, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi, Joyce. I see that you're a Sagittarian, and what's your question for me?
My question is, I have misplaced or lost change purse, which had my Social Security license.
Oh, dear.
In it, and I don't know for sure if it's lost or if I've misplaced it.
Understood. Okay. Do you remember where you were the last time that you were conscious you had it?
I thought in my house.
Okay, so you believe the last time that you were aware of where it was at home. All right. Well, looking in your fourth house cards, which is the house, those cards look good. And looking from the house, what I have, using the Nine of Hearts as a target card, it falls in the ninth house of the reading, and that would put it in the south by southwest part of your house. So if the change purse is in your house, it's on the south by southwest part of it. Do you have a second floor in your house?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, the question is whether it's there at all. And right now, there are a couple of spades around it, which makes me concerned. So I'll say this. If you do not find it within 6 days, it's gone. But there is still a chance. But 6 is the magic number. If you don't find it within 6 days, report everything missing and recreate them.
Okay.
All right, Joyce, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Vicki on a car phone. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Vicki.
Hi. My question is regarding myself and my companion.
Okay.
If what you see happening for us.
All right. Now, you're born under the sign of Cancer, and what's his birthday, just the month and day?
He is 2/14.
So he's an Aquarian. How long have the two of you been involved with each other?
4 years.
Okay, that's enough time to be able to imagine where we're going with this. Now, Aquarius and Cancer is not the easiest of all possible relationships because, for the most part, you're a very emotional person. And by and large, Aquarians are particularly rational people. And when you get very emotional, do you find that he seems a little rattled?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
and when you want to talk to him about your feelings about things, do you think that he talks mostly about his thoughts and ideas as opposed to his feelings?
No, he's a very feeling person. He's
okay.
Very open and and discusses his feelings.
Okay, I give him a great deal of credit for that, and I think that that's something that took him a while to accomplish. Because most of the time, Aquarians tend to talk in terms of their thoughts and plans and ideas rather than their feelings or their emotions. And in fact, I don't have a problem with that. I think that people express themselves the way they do, and we can understand what they're getting at. In other words, an Aquarian may talk about thoughts and plans, and through that you can understand what his feelings are likely to be. Now, you fall in his second house, which clearly tells me that he values you. You are important to him. And I believe that he considers the relationship between the two of you to be a committed one. However, that doesn't mean that he wants it to become a marriage, not at this time. And so as far as what's the potential for this relationship, the potential is for it to grow and to continue, but not at your pace, at his.
Okay.
Good luck with that, Vicki, and thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Donna on a cell phone. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I am well, Donna, and I see you're a Leo.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
I have a question about going into business with a girlfriend of mine.
And what's her birthday?
She is a Gemini.
Okay. All right. So you're a Leo and she's a Gemini, which is usually a very good combination. How long have you known each other?
Oh, probably 15 years.
Okay. I have the Queen of Hearts, which is the card that represents you. The first question that I believe is very important for you to consider is whether you want to go into business, period. Not whether you want to go into business with her. But the first question is very much, do you want to go into business? Do you want to put in that much effort? Now, what your cards show me is that you have the wherewithal, you have the ability, you have the knowledge. Do you have enough money to feel secure about setting this business up and giving it enough time to grow? I'm not so sure. And that's something that I think is a very important piece to work out. She may have some resources, and as I see it, the Gemini does have some resources, and they need to be put into the mix. The second thing that I'm concerned about is the Ace and Six of Spades that fall with you, which tells me very clearly that you want to be sure you will not be expected to do more than what you consider to be your fair share. So I think that in addition to the fact that you're friends and you know each other and like each other, you need to be very clear about what each person's responsibility is. So, going back to the beginning from my vantage point, if you answer question one with a big, solid yes, yes, I really do want to have a business of my own, then with regard to the idea of working with the Gemini, the answer from my vantage point is absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, Donna, made sense to you?
It does.
Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Janet in Providence. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Janet, you are a Sagittarian. What's your question for me?
My question is, I lost my job about 4 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was there for about 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm struggling.
Oh, I'm so sure. That's such a powerful loss when you've been there for 10 years.
Yeah. And I've had some health problems, and I'm trying to work on that.
Yeah.
But I'm struggling.
Sure.
And my husband is a Capricorn.
Okay.
And he's, you know, he has a lot of willpower.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very intelligent, very good man.
Yes.
Heart of gold.
Yes.
And he supports me, but, you know, it's a big worry.
Okay.
In our relationship.
Okay.
And I don't. I just want to know if I'll be able to, you know, get back to work and work things out.
Okay. As long as you have a health problem, everything else takes second place.
Yeah.
So until you deal with that and it's resolved,
yeah,
there's not a whole lot of anything else that's possible. Right now, the cards around you are encouraging, but you're not feeling well yet.
No.
And it's going to take you a while more.
Yeah.
Before you feel at all ready to return to work.
Yeah.
Now, you do have cards in your 6th and 10th houses, the places that represent employment and a company that would employ you, that clearly indicate plenty of potential for you to get another job.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about you being able to find a job.
Okay.
And I think your husband is a terrific guy, and the cards around him look very promising.
Yeah.
And I don't think you need to worry, and I think he keeps saying to you, don't worry about it, honey, we'll be okay. And I believe that you should believe him. And not put more pressure on yourself. There's only one responsibility that you have right now, Janet. You know what it is, right?
Well, I lost my father.
Janet, no, stop. Because
okay.
Time is very short.
Okay.
You have one responsibility right now. What is that one responsibility?
To get well.
That's it. That's exactly what is right. Everything else falls into place. Nothing else can until you do that. So please try to focus your mind and not be thinking about all the other things that have gone wrong. And it's no question it's been a tough siege, and no question that it's going to take a while for it to really be better. But the fact is that if you focus on all these other things, what that does is add stress, and there's no question about it. All the proof exists. Stress is a negative for your health. You have nothing more important to do than focus on your health. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Elizabeth in Bristol. Welcome to the program. Hi, Elizabeth.
My question is, when am I going to find my husband and true love?
Okay. And you were born under the sign of Virgo, and you are still very young, and you still have a lot of time. So the question is, you want to find the true love and the man who will be your husband. The Queen of Clubs is the card that represents you, and I'm looking for a king to fall in the fifth house. I already have. I'm looking for a king to fall in the seventh house. I'm looking for a king to fall in the 11th or on the surface of the cards. And I do have a king on the surface, and I do have a king in the 5th. So the answer to your question is you are going to find him. In fact, there's likely to be two different men in your life as you go through the next, say 6 months. And isn't there already somebody around who you find intriguing?
Yes, but he's very bad for me.
Okay, all right. It's good to know that. Have you severed that tie completely?
Yes.
Okay. There's two men around you, and I'm not sure which is which, but there's one man who's described as a Virgo or a Taurus or a Capricorn like you, an earth sign. The other man is described as more like a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. Is that any of those signs the man who you know to stay away from?
The man that I was supposed to stay away from, I'm not sure his sign.
Okay. The man who I like for you, surprisingly enough, is a man who's a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarian. Usually that's not the right sign for a Virgo, but boy, that looks right for you. And this man seems to me to be born under the sign of Leo. He is a little older than you are. You're young, but I think that he may be about 8 years older than you are. And in a way, I have a feeling that that could be good for you, because I believe that you need to be with a man who you feel you can truly rely on. He is a man who I expect you to know no later than the end of August. He's about 5'8". He has a good job. He had a financial problem that wasn't his fault. It's like he owned a truck that cost him a great deal of money to repair, and it just set him back some. But he seems to be a very stable guy with very strong ties to his family, and that's something that I believe you respect. So, Elizabeth, I don't think you're going to be alone very much longer. Not at all. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, one line available for you. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 o'clock, taking your calls and making predictions for you. Before I go back to the phones, I just want to mention something with regard to the Mercury retrograde that we are still in. We will be in this Mercury retrograde through the 18th of February. When Mercury's retrograde, messages get messed up. Very simply, you call someone, you leave a message, they don't get it, they don't call you back, you wonder what's wrong, don't make assumptions, please don't blame them, call a second time. And be very careful with your computers. I know it sounds totally absurd to think that a planet is going to have effect on your computers, but trust me, this has been going on for decades. People have seen it happen. They call me, they say, I never expected anything like this, and then the whole computer system had to be carted out of the building. So you want to be careful how much you load in at once, how many programs you try to run simultaneously, and don't delete programs from the computer until the 19th, which is the day that we are out of the Mercury retrograde. So between now and then, just be gentle to the poor machine. It's just not up to snuff. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Christine in East Providence. Christine, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Christine. I see that you're a Leo. And what's your question for me?
I want to know if my 11-year-old son's going to get accepted into private school for next year.
All right. Let's take a look. What's his birthday?
July 4th, 1996.
Okay, so he's born under the sign of Cancer. I have the Jack of Spades that represents him. He has the Nine of Hearts falling in his third house, which suggests certainly that he's bright enough, and he should have done okay on the test. So then the question becomes, how has he done in school up until now, and will that work against him? And I think that's part of the problem, Christine. I think that when you look at the entire package and the competition for the spaces in the schools, he has, it seems to me he's got like two out of three things going for him. So since I see that, what I'm looking at is the 11th house, and the 11th house has to do with networking. Do you understand what I'm saying when I talk about him having sort of two out of three categories working in his favor?
Somewhat.
Okay. Has he gotten all really great grades so far?
Yeah, they've gone down a little bit.
So they're not all great grades. And did he do very well on the entrance test?
MCAS?
Yes.
Not really.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm trying to say to you, hon. There's competition to get into the schools. Now, if you're very well-to-do and you can make a large donation, that helps. And if you can't, that hurts. So when I look at the picture, I'm not optimistic about him getting in right now, but I think he has a better chance a year from now, especially if he does really well in the coming academic year. Christine, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Linda in East Providence, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, and I see you're in Aries.
I am.
And what's your question for me?
Future romance.
Okay, let's take a look. The Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you. Is there anybody who interests you right now?
No.
Okay. I want to see if there's a king falling in the fifth house or over there in the seventh. Uh-oh, the fifth house cards don't look wonderful. Oh, dear, it's been a lonely stretch. But, you know, you have the Nine of Hearts, that best and most wonderful card, falling in the seventh house of marriage. So you're doing something we need to change. You're falling in your own fourth house. You have a job. You go home, right?
Yeah.
What else do you do?
What else do I do? I just started a small business on the side.
Okay, so you go to work, you come home, and you run your small business on the side. What else do you do?
I go out, like, every other weekend with friends.
Okay. And do you meet new people when you go out with friends on every other weekend?
Not every other weekend, but now and then.
I'm giving you a hard time, Linda. But am I being fair to you or what?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Because, you see, you fall in your own fourth house, which means you're home. And your home cards are terrific. And as far as this little business that you're working to start, well, it's going to be a struggle, and it's not going to happen very quickly. And I think you need to ask yourself, what do you want more right now? Because I think you cannot have both.
Uh-huh.
Your job cards look great.
Yeah.
So your job is just fine for now, even though it isn't what you want forever. But right now, I think you have to ask yourself, what do you want more? You have two fours falling with you and two aces in the eighth house. The eighth house is your ambitions.
Okay.
The fourth house represents what you really hold near and dear. If you truly want a man in your life, then I would suggest that you park your little small, your part-time business and just hold off on it and put more time into getting out into the world to meet more people. Let's face it. You remember what high school was like. Everybody was going out with everybody all the time.
Right.
Because we were all single. We were all the same age. We all did the same stuff. It was easy. Once we get out of high school, it becomes much harder. It just does.
For sure.
And once you get to be 30 plus or 40 plus, it's much, much harder.
Right.
Everybody's busy. Everyone's going somewhere. So how do you get to know people? You have to make it a concerted effort. If you put as much time into trying to meet new people as you have been putting into building your little business, don't you think you'd be meeting someone?
Most likely.
Absolutely. There is a King of Spades falling on the surface of one set of cards, and there's a King of Diamonds on a second, and a King of Hearts on the third. Three kings, all saying there are men out there who not only could you meet, but also you could become involved with. Any one of these could be an appropriate man for you.
Uh-huh.
I see no reason whatsoever for you to be alone any time forward, that as long as you make an effort to meet people, period. It is the one thing you really need to do. I know sometimes I sound like a broken record, but I truly am reading the cards that are in front of me, and your pictures say, there's a man out there who's right for you. And the one I like best out of the people who I'm seeing in front of me is the King of Spades. He is a man who has a lot of the water sign characteristics, although I believe that he's an earth sign, a Taurus, a Virgo, or a Capricorn. And that's a little bit awkward with Aries, but I can see you with a Virgo man, and I believe this man's birthday is between the 6th, the 7th, the 16th, and 17th of the month of September, and I expect that you could know him between your birthday and the 11th of June. So there you go, Linda. It's a very specific prediction, and you have to make it happen by putting aside your business for a little while.
All right.
Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Susan on a cell phone. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Ms. Lamb. How are you?
I am well, Susan, and I see that you are a Scorpio.
Yes.
And what's your question?
My question is an ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he's a Scorpio also, 11-8.
Yes, that's Scorpio.
Is it a good thing to have a relationship again, to get back into a marriage or...
Okay. He falls in your fifth house, and the fifth house is love and romance. You still care for that man.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. When two people marry, divorce, and then start getting involved with each other again, in a very short period, you wind up doing what, of course, is called play it again, Sam, unless the two of you have really put some effort into looking at what wasn't successful and changing that. Do you feel that you have done that for your part?
I believe I have. It's been a lot of years, yeah.
Do you think that he has?
I don't know.
Okay. If it were me, I would want to do something like a little marriage counseling.
Okay.
In order to talk through where you've been all these years and what you've learned and what's changed. And if in that setting, even in just a few sessions, you don't necessarily have to go for months and months, if you then feel very comfortable about it, then I would say that you should court each other again. You should have a romance again. There's no reason to rush into a marriage.
Okay.
Let it develop. Let it grow. Let him court you and really feel confident that it can work again. I absolutely believe that people can fall in love, fall out of love, fall back in love. I certainly know that people can marry, divorce, and marry again. I've had a little experience along those lines myself, Susan. But what makes it work the second time around and makes it a better marriage than the first one is only if both people own what they've contributed that didn't work and have truly put effort into making it better and different. Susan, thank you for the call. All right, there's Jim. There's Marsha. There's a line available for you. And that music tells you that we are coming up pretty close to news at the top of the hour with Laura Clarizio, so I don't want to risk taking another of your calls. A reminder that should you be interested in a private consultation, which of course is much broader and longer and more complex than what we do here on the air, I have an office in Lincoln, Rhode Island, and the phone number there is 401-333-7970. It is now 6 p.m. here on WPRO. Time for the news with Laura Clarizio.